every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Union, with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome into another edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian and Bob with you. You can find us on social by searching us Instagram, Real Golf Radio, X at Real Golf, and download us where your favorite podcasts are found. We got a great show for you today. We're going to talk Ryder Cup. So next week is my 30th wedding anniversary, and yeah, it got me thinking about the last 30 years. And then, of course, it's Ryder Cup season. And so I decided to use that as an opportunity to research the Ryder Cup over the last 30 years, 26 of which we've been doing this show. And suffice it to say, it has been a whole lot more ole, ole, ole than USA, USA, USA. And yeah, man, is it not only frustrating, but it has me already hooked for Bethpage Black. And we're going to talk about a little 30-year history lesson on the Ryder Cup, and then who's in and who is likely to be picked, and what does that look like. It might surprise you that it doesn't feel like an overwhelming favorite for Team USA as much as I thought it might.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it just a few short years ago, we thought things were going to be switching over. The European team was aging out, so to speak, and it hasn't really happened that way. I mean, the U.S. team won pretty good 4 years ago, but then all of a sudden it switched back around, and Luke Donald really brought those guys on to win 2 years ago in Italy, and here we are back now at Bethpage, and we've got Captain Keegan Bradley, and hopefully his style and his being able to kind of get excited about this thing. I hope this really kind of fires up the team.
He's going to bring passion. There's no question. He loves this event. But you know what? Tom Lehman had passion and loved this event. Jim Furyk had passion and loved this event. You know, guys that just, Tom Watson, guys of captains of late that have gotten absolutely destroyed. And so, you know what? The Europeans have the upper hand. We got the home court, if you will, with the fans in New York. So it's going to be on, and it's going to be awesome. We're going to talk a little Jamaica with Tom Jaronski. We're going to welcome in America's favorite caddy, talk about this caddy carousel going on, and so much more. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
How's it going, everyone? Spencer Reynolds here with Fujikura Golf, and today we're excited to bring you our newest line of performance golf shafts, the all-new Fujikura Pro Series. The Pro naming convention has a rich Fujikura history, and this promises to be the highest performance Pro Series yet, featuring an all-new advanced bend profile design. Advanced bend profile is a design technique where we target specific regions within a section of the shaft and alter stiffness in those sections to increase overall shaft performance. In the all-new Pro Series, Advanced Bend Profile targets the lower region of the midsection, drops the stiffness dramatically to increase kick speed, and a reinforced tip section provides increased stability and consistency at impact. Available in two distinct and overall smooth-feeling profiles, Pro Blue offers players a traditional mid-launch and mid-low spin configuration, while Pro Black focuses on higher ball speed players, delivering a lower launch and lower spin option. Both Pro models are available now, so visit us at FujikuraGolf.com for more product-specific information, locate a charter dealer near you, and get fit for the all-new Fujikura Pro Series.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree. You should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
With adaptive weighting technology and 33 unique loft and lie settings, Cobra has a driver model for every golfer. Introducing DS Adapt from Cobra Golf. Dial in your game.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. It's brought to you by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertevents.com where you can find out about the details on tickets and packages and hospitality and the like for the upcoming Bank of Utah Championship at Black Desert. Check it out at blackdesertevents.com or bouchampionship.com as well. And of course at blackdesertresort.com, you can book your stay and play, play the same golf course the pros are going to be playing and have played. The Tom Weisskopf Championship design, the 36-hole putting course, the TrackMan Range. Go enjoy the new spa, the several restaurants that are available right there, the pools, all of that available right now. Some sizzling summer preview type pricing available. BlackDesertResort.com. Thanks again for joining us here. Brian and Bob, so good to be with you here on Real Golf Radio. Follow us on X at Real Golf. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook, Real Golf Radio. And be sure to download us where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Golf Radio or Real Golf Radio. Love it that we're in the playoffs. Does it have that mood to you, Bob? A little playoff feel right now?
Yeah, I think it's exciting for me because now it's getting down to the top 70, top 50, top 30. And everything means so much as far as the players are concerned, the scores they shoot. And you can watch it on the broadcasts as they make birdies and bogeys, what they're doing as far as the numbers are concerned and that kind of thing. So because of that, it does get me a little bit more excited about what's happening and getting me to watch the golf earlier in the week.
Oh, there's some meaning to it. As a pro, like you've played professional golf, you've been on tour. I know we sit and we love looking at that leaderboard. It shifts with every putt that's hit, made or missed. Yeah. And so with the first or second rounds and four rounds to go, you know, you can't really focus on that positioning. How do you try to tune all of that out and just play your game? Do you set a target score? Do you look every night and say, here's what I need to do because I need to move in? What do you think most of the guys are doing to be able to try to put themselves in position without handicapping themselves by maybe pressing too hard?
Well, I think one of the things they have to do and what they understand that they have to do is just play the golf course. Okay, they just need to go out and play the best that they can, make pars and birdies, and see where the chips fall at the end of the week. You can't do anything about the guys that you're playing against, and none of the guys are going to, you know, want to express ill will or have bad feelings about guys as they're playing. But the primary focus is your game, your focus, your shots, how you drive the ball, how you hit the ball into the greens, how you putt, and then you end it up at the end of the week. And you can only do what you can do. And if you play well enough, then you're going to make it in for the next one at the BMW.
I get that they're professionals and we're not, but when you're chasing somebody that's leading, don't you kind of be like, oh, he just hit that in the water. Okay, here's my chance, you know. Oh, that's go good. Here's my opportunity. Or do they not? I mean, come on, you're human. You got to be like, ah, that's a shame. Here's my chance.
Yeah.
I mean, well, obviously, you still have to go out and hit the shot.
That happens. You know? Yes. But it's not a match play situation. It's you're not necessarily playing just one guy. You're playing the field and especially the guys that are right around you. You know, there's 70 guys playing this week. There's no cut. You get four rounds. And if each round you can get better and better and better, and lower your score all the way through, then you're going to have a pretty good chance when it all comes down to it, said and done.
So the playoffs, again, the overview this week, it's the top 70 playing in Memphis, FedEx St. Jude Classic. And FedEx, obviously, the main title sponsor of this whole chalupa. And so kind of cool. Rory's sitting it out this week. Before we go any
further.
That's
interesting, huh?
Yeah. I mean, this is a guy that's won at least three. Does he have three FedEx Cup titles? Yeah. At least three, yeah. Maybe four. What's your thoughts on that? I know it's hot. It's humid. It is a bit of an energy drain. And, you know, and yet at the same time, this is a big sponsor in FedEx. And Rory is definitely the top two draws in the golf.
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of people have said, well, he didn't play well last year, and he didn't. But the year before, he finished like top five, top 10. So Memphis is an event that, like you said, it gets really, really warm. But it's a great golf course, and it's part of the playoffs. But, you know, Rory figured since he was mathematically already in the tour championship that he was gonna take this week off. He's not going to play. He's going to go to the BMW, play the BMW, and then get in to the Tour Championship. So unfortunately, with the sponsor, FedEx, and that's their home there in Memphis, he's not there this week. And, you know, I think he's really receiving a lot of criticism because of it.
Well, do you think deservedly so?
Yeah, I do. I do. And I think the PGA Tour, I read an article this just in the last couple of days, the PGA Tour has decided to make it, or they're trying to do some things to make it mandatory that they have to play all the events in the playoffs.
Well, I wondered if that was one of the tweaks that they were going to make, because again, they're trying, you know, we've talked about this being on this, the other side of an event where you are a sponsor and you're trying to drum up more sponsorship and you're trying to sell tickets and all of that type of thing, right? You're investing a lot. And all you need is the guys to show up. That's the product, right? Mm-hmm. And so it is, you know, look, Rory completed the career Grand Slam. He did something historic this year in what he did at the Masters. And so, of course, there's people in Memphis, golf fans, sponsors, all of that, clients of the sponsors that would be anxious to be able to see Rory McIlroy up close playing in their event. And so he's not there. That's a tough deal. Now, what I will say about that is the PGA Tour so far, again, the article you're reading suggests that this might be changing, but the differentiation between LIV is, look, when people left to LIV, they often said, look, I want more quality time with my family, blah, blah, blah. They all read these lines. They were going to grow the game. It was all for the children and peace in the Middle East. I think that was all part of it, right? And then the hunger drive. They were, of course, going to do it for the hunger drive. And let's see what else. They were supporting
themselves.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, sorry. I didn't mean to get a little cheeky there. But point is when they went, they were supposed to be playing less and having more time with their families. Correct. And yet, as the caddies pointed out time and time again, the guys on the LIV Tour tells you when and where you play. You don't have an option to skip it.
Correct.
At least
you're basically not an independent contractor because you're contracted with the PIF to play LIV and play every event.
You're bought and paid for.
Yes.
Which I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Most of the other leagues are that way. It's not as if, you know, I mean, look, the whole, you know, resting and management mm-hmm. of these star players in the NBA, that came under scrutiny, and the NBA had to do some changing there. Load management, I believe, is what they tried to, is their fancy word they called for. Hey, we're bigger than this, and we're going to sit out. So, yeah, for the most part, you're under contract, you got to play. On the PGA Tour, they're still independent contractors, so they can take that choice. Now, I already told you that aside from the sponsors, I have a hard time with it, but I totally get from the player's standpoint, and think how difficult it is for the PGA Tour to balance the happiness of the players, which is their product, while also satisfying the requirements and the asks of the, you know, sponsors and the guys that are providing the money for these players to play. An insane amount of money right now for golf and for the playoffs. So that's my take on it. And I think that at least is something that the PGA Tour can hang their hat on. I kind of hope they don't change it. I get that I'm talking both sides, but I sort of hope they don't change it, because I think that is part of it, is that the players can choose, and maybe they can go ahead and let them choose, but there's going to be some stiffer penalties. Like,
right.
Like, you'll remember, as far as adjusting this whole FedEx, when Vijay Singh, all he had to do was show up at East Lake and walk four rounds, and he was the champ. So they had to iterate on finding what is going to work to be able to produce the best outcome. This year, Bob, they have eliminated the starting strokes, and they're going to pay it out as they go. So end of the season, winner gets a bonus. After this week, the leader gets a bonus. Next week, the leader gets a bonus. And then it all resets. Everybody's at zero, and you play for $10 million at East Lake. That seems to satisfy the season-long component, as well as provide the competition for the ultimate outcome. So you could very well have somebody like Harris English or somebody, for instance, that might be the FedEx Cup champ, even though we know this season belongs to Scottie Scheffler. And that's okay. I think Scottie would rather play for it straight up than have these sort of starting strokes and then have it be somewhat meaningless, right?
Yeah. And, you know, the interesting thing is that all the points this year continue on in the playoffs. But the important thing about the playoffs is quadruple the points for the first two events. So if you win a normal PGA Tour event during the year, it's 500 points. But in the playoffs, it's 2,000 points. So it can be really, really volatile because of the quadrupling of the points for the next 2 weeks.
Well, that's good, because it gives weight to the events, which should encourage people like Rory McIlroy to go ahead and play him, even if they don't want to play all of them.
That's correct.
So, anyway, hey, we'll take a quick break. I've got some comments on the Ryder Cup I'm anxious to share with you, Bob. I did a little, did a little introspection. Going to go back a few decades, and we're going to look at the history of this thing and where we stand now leading up to Bethpage Black. We'll do it next right here on Real Golf Radio. Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay. You can play. Enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars.
5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Golf Course Green starts with good irrigation. Pros and golf course superintendents agree you should turn to Mountainland Supply for your turf irrigation needs. Mountainland Supply is the exclusive Rainbird Golf distributor in Utah. And what does that mean to you? When you need irrigation products for your lawn, you can trust that Mountainland Supply will have what you need. Plus, Mountainland can assist you in designing your sprinkler system with smartphone controllers, drip irrigation, pipes, parts, and tools. Go to MountainlandSupply.com to find the location nearest you.
At Black Desert Resort, everyday living feels like a well-deserved getaway. Immerse yourself in the unique opportunity of ownership nestled among the lava fields and vibrant cliffs of Greater Zion. Spanning 600 acres of scenic desert landscape, our newly built luxury resort offers a range of residences, diverse dining options, year-round outdoor recreation, and world-class spa facilities. Anchoring it all is our signature Tom Weisskopf Golf Course. Explore the options or book a tour at ownblackdesertresort.com.
Say hello to 4U Banking at Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Whether you're looking to open a new checking account or simply save for the future, we're ready to help with banking that's meant for you. Experience 4U Banking today at your local Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Please refer to the deposit account agreement, account disclosure, deposit rate sheet, and personal account schedule of fees available in the online agreement center or speak with a banker for more details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, NA member FDIC.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. Thanks for joining us. And be sure to follow us on X at Real Golf. Follow us on Instagram at Real Golf Radio and Facebook and the like as well. And you can download us where your favorite podcasts are found by searching Real Golf Radio. Let's take a look at the Ryder Cup and then let's take it back to the FedEx Cup playoffs, because you'll see what's remarkable is the players that we're going to talk about here are the players you're seeing on the top of the leaderboard or near the top of the leaderboard this week in Memphis, because people want to be there at Bethpage. Hey, real quick story. A friend of mine that's a member of the club went out to Bethpage this last week.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, hey, let's go out there and let's do the sleepover in the parking lot thing. And let's play Bethpage before the Ryder Cup. So they got there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon to get their space, their parking space. There's 25 parking spaces that are guaranteed. If you're parked in one of those 25 parking spaces, and you spend the night and you stay there, you're guaranteed to play the next day.
Interesting.
He got there at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. He said there were 300 cars there.
Oh my goodness.
He said, apparently it's gone TikTok famous and this is what everyone's doing right now. And so he's like, and they just left.
Yeah.
So people wow. He said that people had got there at 6 o'clock in the morning for the next day at 6 o'clock in the morning. They're talking 24 wow. hours in their car to go out and pay Bethpage Black. How crazy is that?
Wow. And they have to stick around the whole time.
Yeah. I don't think you can just leave your car there.
You could probably go in and eat and stuff like that. Oh, yeah, I would imagine.
I don't think you need to sit in your car and burn air conditioned gas to keep the air conditioning on. But it's not just like let's just pull four cars in there and we'll all leave and come back tomorrow and play golf. I think you've got to kind of be on, sort of have to be
how
there.
How about us? We got to play there last fall.
Well, I appreciate that we were somehow fast tracked. We didn't have to go through that. There was no sleeping in any cars for us.
No, but it was really fun. I enjoyed that.
You know why it was fun? Because we played three tees up.
Oh, that's right.
That's
we
why
didn't
it
play
was
all the way back. That's a long brute of a golf course.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Tee it forward.
I played good that day. I think I shot 74 or something.
Yeah.
But again, we're way up. Okay, let's talk Ryder Cup. This month, Bob, in fact, a week from this week is my 30th wedding anniversary. Gene and I have been together for... we've been together for about 34 or 5 years, but known each other
30th?
But it's our 30th wedding anniversary.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, right.
Good job.
So we're in our 26th year. It's our 26th radio anniversary, you and me, but
it is
30th wedding anniversary for me.
Yep.
And so this also coincides with what'll be the 15th Ryder Cup played during those same years. And I got to thinking and doing some research as they get ready for the Ryder Cup, that over that time, Team USA has won just 4 out of the previous 14 Ryder Cups. From 95 through this year, again, 15th has yet to be played, but 4 out of 14 for Team USA. And that record, by the way, includes the miraculous comeback in 1999 at Brookline.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just stop there for a minute. Think we had just started the radio show.
That was a pretty cool one.
And Tom Lehman was the first one out that day.
Uh-huh.
And he had the fist pumps. He was charging and he was chomping at the bit, and he got everything fired up and led that thing. And then, of course, Justin Leonard with the exclamation putt and all the pandemonium that ensued. And Tom came on the show with us that next week. And I got to tell you right there, Bob, that is when I was like, doing this show is the greatest thing in the world. Because I was so fired up. First of all, I was talking to Tom Lehman.
Yeah.
And I'll just take a little sidebar. I'd been covering college athletics, the Utah Jazz, been working in radio and a little bit in television, doing this for several years. And I was kind of over it. Like, I didn't really get starstruck. I mean, I stood there with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen during the finals, all that stuff, right? All the Jazz player.
Yep.
Golf, I was still completely starstruck over the whole golf thing for whatever reason. And so having Tom on the show, and you remember we talked to him. I wish I had that audio. We do somewhere, but... And we just talked to him about the emotions and the feelings and everything. Right. And that was powerful, man. It was real and it was powerful. And I always had loved the Ryder Cup, but right then I was so into the Ryder Cup. And I think a lot of people have those moments.
Hooked.
Yeah. What was your moment? Like, you've watched Ryder Cups. You're a little older than me. Did you have a moment where you were like, hey, and I don't know, shoot, your dad was the captain in 79. That might've done it. I don't know.
I think that was the biggest one, because in 79, I was what, 19 years of age?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I was, playing competitive golf and high school golf and all that kind of thing. Got a scholarship to play at BYU.
With John Bodenhammer?
Pardon?
With John Bodenhammer?
Yeah. John Bodenhammer was there. The year, I think it was 80 or 81, Bobby Clampett, Keith Clearwater, Rick Fair, Dick Sokol, all those guys were on the team, and we won the national championship that year. And so that was probably the time. You know, I didn't remember Ryder Cups per se going along when I was younger, but as I got older and where golf meant more to me, then that's when it happened. And when my dad was asked to be captain in 1979, then that was the big one.
Were you there?
I was not.
Were you on a mission?
Yes, I was.
Okay. So you weren't able to be there. West Virginia. Yep. Wow. That would have been, I'm sure leading up to it though.
And that was the first year that it was all of Europe.
Yes. Yes.
And, it was pretty amazing.
Well, let me just give you this real interesting. Okay. From 1927 to 1977, it was Team USA against Great Britain and Ireland, right? Well, first it was just Great Britain, then they added Ireland.
Right.
Great Britain, Great Britain and Ireland only won 13% of the matches. They had 3 wins, 18 losses, and 1 tie.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was extremely lopsided, Team USA. Since 1979, Europe has a 54.55% winning percentage. They are 12-9 with a tie, and that's they have a better winning record than the U.S. does since they went to Europe.
Yeah.
So even though it was extremely lopsided, like 87% win for the U.S. during the other times, it's now a 45% essentially win percentage against all of Europe. Okay, so let's jump forward back again. By the way, my first really Ryder Cup that I got into was, I think it was 93 at the Belfry. And I just remember, Azinger pitched in and did the high five thing. I think that was that year. And Couples in Love were a duo. And we won that one.
Love made that big putt on the last hole. And remember, they were wearing those kind of tannish gray shirts with the big Ryder Cup trophy on the front. Sweaters with the big Ryder Cup trophy on the front.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. I like those. They should bring those back. Unlike the 99 shirts, they should not bring those back.
No, not the ones with all the pictures on it.
Yeah,
no.
Sorry, Ben. Okay, so you have the miraculous comeback, 99 at Brookline. It was a miracle, all that kind of stuff. Then, after a close contest, speaking of the Belfry, they were back there in 2002. Team Europe dominated in 2004 at Oakland Hills. By the way, that was our first Ryder Cup that we attended for Real Golf Radio.
Yes.
And we went there to Michigan. We were so fired up, and that's when I learned to hate Ole, 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 ole. Because that's all we heard for like four straight days.
Right.
I could not believe how badly we got beat that year. And by the way, that was the first time I got to really, even though I hated
it. Hal Sutton was captain.
Yeah.
Yes. And he wore his cowboy hat the whole time.
Is that right? Oh, that was at Oakland Hills. Yeah.
Yep.
You're right. That was the Tiger, Phil debacle and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You're right. That was 2004. Good one. Yeah.
Correct. Phil had just changed his clubs.
Oh, that was a nightmare. And he went and practiced away on another golf course away from the team.
Yep. That's correct.
That was ugly.
Yeah, but it was.
That's when I got to like, these European guys are cool. They are fun to hang out with. Like, because we spent more time talking to them because the U.S. team just got freaking waxed. Okay, so big shellacking there. And then they, of course, repeated their success in Ireland in 2006. And it was, that was Tom Lehman, I believe, that was the captain. And, man, they all sort of did it for Darren Clark. He had just lost his wife.
Yes.
And they were so inspired. And, again, it was a blow away. So that takes us to 2008. At Valhalla, which was pivotal. Captain Paul Azinger's pod system led the team to a decisive 16.5 and 11.5 victory over Nick Faldo's squad. We were there for that one. Also, Kenny Perry was there. His dad was there in his overalls watching him.
Yeah.
You had Boo Weekly riding the putter like a, you know, or
Anthony
the driver.
Kim also with the big belt buckle, USA belt buckle.
All of that stuff was pretty clutch. And you thought, hey, the U.S. has turned the corner. However, celebrations were short-lived. Team USA narrowly lost in Wales. And you'll remember that was a tough one when... I'm just forgetting his name. Hunter Mahan. When Hunter Mahan had that chip and he duffed the chip.
Yep.
Playing Graham McDowell in the last match.
And Ricky Fowler was clutch down the stretch those last two or three holes. Yeah, I think he won two out of the last three or three out of the last three.
That was also the rain gear debacle by Corey Pavin and his wife. They picked out this like supposedly like fashion rain gear and they all got soaked through and
that was tough.
That was tough. Oh, Hunter Mahan. I remember feeling so bad for Hunter Mahan. And I think he was leading point winner for Team USA that week, but he just ouch. Okay. And then that takes us to Medina when the U.S. gave up a Brookline type finish.
4-point lead or 5-point lead, something like that.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And then, by the way, we thought that thing was all over. Now, if you're going to look back on that, Bob, you remember what the switch, what the change was. There was one moment, and it wasn't on Sunday, it was on Saturday. Ian Poulter, the U.S. had him buried.
Yes.
And Ian Poulter kept fighting. And I can't remember who he was playing. Might have been playing Phil. Because Phil sat out. Phil said that he and Keegan were going to sit out.
Right.
Remember that? After they were rolling. And Ian Poulter was able to swing a match late that gave him a late point. And it was like, hey, here's a glimmer of hope. They were so far down, but it was enough of a glimmer that they rode that overnight, and then they came, did a Brookline-like comeback and absolutely stunned Team USA there outside Chicago at Medina.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So that's through 2012. We got to take a break. We'll come back. It got worse 2 years later. It got really bad. Maybe a low point for the Ryder Cup in the time I've been watching it. We'll talk about that next. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
Want someone on your side after a car accident? Call us. Here's a fact. Insurance companies exist to make money, not pay it out. At Siegfried & Jensen, we care about you and your case. Get the facts and the help you need. Call us today.
Say hello to 4U Banking from Zions Bank. Customized banking that's all about you and the way you bank. Like credit cards. Experience 4U Banking today at a Zions Bank branch or visit zionsbank.com/4U to learn more. Credit card accounts are subject to credit approval. Certain terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See the consumer credit card agreement and disclosure statement for more details. Offers are available for new credit card accounts only and subject to change at any time. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A. member FDIC.
Right now is the perfect time to check out the all-new Black Desert Resort in St. George. You can stay, you can play, enjoy one of the many restaurants that are open to serve you, like the fun sports atmosphere at the 20th hole or the finest steakhouse experience at Basalt. Play the Tom Weisskopf Championship Golf Course, home to the PGA and LPGA Tours. Take on the massive 36-hole putting course and enjoy luxury your way at Black Desert Resort. Book your experience at blackdesertresort.com.
Our legacy began in 1971. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf has been your trusted golf shop for generations. From the early days to the present, we've been serving local golfers with excellent service and expertise. Our goal is to empower your journey with the best gear and advice in golf, all backed by our legendary 90-day guarantee. Uinta Golf by Worldwide Golf is here to help you get there.
This is Brian Taylor. For years, you've heard me talk about getting LASIK surgery from Hoops Vision. I've heard from so many of you who have had the same great experience that I had. It's been 15 years already, and my eyesight is still amazing. I 100% recommend the pros at Hoops Vision for your vision correction needs. Book your free consultation online at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio, and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's hoopsvision.com. Hoopsvision.com.
Everyone needs a checking account, so get the one with built-in benefits to complement your unique lifestyle. Mountain America's MyStyle Checking has perks no one can pass up. You'll enjoy sizzling restaurant deals, peace of mind mobile phone protection, timely telehealth access, built-in identity protection, and clutch loan rate discounts. Make MyStyle your lifestyle at Mountain America Credit Union. Visit macu.com/mystyle. Insured by NCUA. Membership required based on eligibility. Some benefits require no cost registration or activation. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
On a scale from 1 to 5,
I would give Siegfried and Jensen
5 stars.
5 stars. 5 stars.
If there was more stars in the constellation, they'd get more.
And I want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Here for you 24/7.
Call Siegfried and Jensen.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. We're looking back 30 years of the Ryder Cup, trying to set the stage here. And not only for what's to come, I know we're still several weeks away from this, but so much is riding right now during the playoffs on who will be on this team.
Right.
And it's not like name power, star power, whatever you want to call it, is only goes so far. We need players, both teams, need players that are hot, playing well, that they can be counted on to be able to go out and perform coming up at Bethpage. And so we're going to talk about those that are on the leaderboard and so many of those names as we continue. But let's keep going through what we've seen, right? So we're just coming off of a heart-wrenching loss. And
at Medina.
At Medina. And Olazabal looking up to the sky, to Seve. That darn right. Seve just keeps going, man. Even in the afterlife, he keeps rallying this year.
So here's a funny story, okay? So it seemed like in 79, because that was when Spain was there for the first time, and Seve was playing in his first Ryder Cup. And somehow he got paired two or three times against Larry Nelson.
Oh, yeah.
And Larry Nelson, that was a rookie, and my dad just kept sticking him out with Lanny Watkins, and Lanny kind of took him under his shoulder, and Larry Nelson, they were beating everybody they played. I mean, everybody they played. And Seve came in and he goes, "That Larry Nelson, he's very, very lucky."
I love it.
Oh, when my dad would tell that story, I would just laugh hard. It's pretty
cool. Awesome. All right. So I mentioned that it got worse after the collapse. The collapse there at Medina.
Uh-huh.
And they completely imploded at Glen Eagles 2 years later in Scotland.
Yes, yes.
Tom Watson was brought back to put some history into this team and to show these youngsters how it's done in the Ryder Cup. And Phil Mickelson took exception to that and said, essentially, in the post game, that it was Tom Watson's fault, that he was too old, that he was out of touch, and he really embarrassed and called out Tom Watson in front of the whole team.
Yeah.
And the course, you know, I don't think that's set well with most people. I think Phil should have done that privately. It's not something you do in the public.
Right.
But that led to the formation of the task force.
Yes.
That was going to include the players in the decisions, and we're going to have some continuity. Basically, it was like, hey, it's about darn time we take a look at whatever the winning recipe is for Team Europe and try to incorporate some of that for us, because we win on paper every year before the event starts, but they've got the cup. So what are we doing here, right?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter who, if they've got the top players or people we don't even know, you know, half of their team being rookies and all from Europe and that kind of thing. They just elevate their game, and they were just beating us.
They're all freaking Tiger Woods the week of the Ryder
Cup, right? Yep.
So here we go to 2016 at Hazeltine. A new era dawned with a convincing 17-11 victory, highlighted by that legendary duel you remember between Patrick Reed, Captain America, and Rory McIlroy.
Yep.
Oh, was that any good? Man, that was one of the best singles matches you will ever see in Ryder Cup. That was amazing.
It was amazing, especially on that par three and when they were playing singles.
Yes.
And Rory made that big long putt, and then Patrick Reed put it in right after him.
And they were shushing, and they had the ears up, and they were, that was good stuff. Too bad Patrick Reed couldn't have just been lovable like he was that way. Anyway, you also had some emerging. I believe Justin Thomas was new that year.
Yeah.
I don't remember if that was Jordan Spieth's first, but I think it might have been. Because he really burst on the scene in 15. He had that coming off that big year in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt like there was a bit of a generational shift here. It looked like Europe looked like an old team. It looked like this group that had been so successful and carried them for so long was now old. They can't keep up with this new young stars of the U.S. side. And that there was going to be a shift now that USA was going to go on a run. Well, momentum didn't last.
Not so fast.
The star-studded Team USA faltered in France in 2018, losing by 7 points. So after a 5-point smackdown, they actually got buried by 7 under Jim Furyk's captaincy.
Yep.
Captain America buried himself there, called Furyk out, kind of went Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Pouted because he couldn't play with Jordan Spieth. And
right.
Because Jordan Spieth wanted to play with Justin Thomas, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Ugly. Tony Finau was a bright spot that year, though.
He was. Yes,
and,
he was.
And the team rebounded at Whistling Straits in 2021, coming off of the COVID year, where Steve Stricker, the hometown hero, led a 10-point rout, powered by up-and-comers Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau, Xander Schauffele. But remember, it was the vet, Dustin Johnson, that went 5-0 that week.
Yep.
Scheffler, you remember John Rahm brought this up at the PGA this year. He finally admitted, like, Scheffler was nobody. He got picked ahead of guys that everyone else thought should be picked.
Right.
And Scheffler smoked Rahm in the singles that year.
Remember back during the Champions Challenge days, we had Paul Azinger that played in Johnny's event at Thanksgiving Point here in Utah. And it was a team event. And we had Paul Azinger do an interview with us. And he said, Ryder Cups forge major championship winners. And I thought that was amazing. And Scotty Scheffler jumped right into that boat.
Yeah, you're exactly right. That was neat how he said that.
Yep.
So everything's good again, right?
Yeah.
Well, 2 years later and 2 years ago in Italy, Captain Luke Donald he put on a masterclass.
Yes.
As a captain. And guided Europe to another convincing 5-point win.
And he came in late in the mix too, because the captain who was supposed to be the captain, Henrik Stenson, jumped to LIV Golf, and Luke Donald became the captain in his stead.
That's right. And now here he is going to run it back.
Yep.
As Team USA, captained by Keegan Bradley, seeks a little redemption on home soil, while Luke Donald runs it back with hopes of securing Europe's first road win since that 2012 comeback at Medina. So that is the 30 years leading up that since, again, celebrating 30th anniversary, wedding anniversary, over those 30 years since 1995, that's the way the Ryder Cup has looked. And it hasn't been very good for Team USA.
No.
As I mentioned, just 4 wins. of the 14 Ryder Cups played during that time.
Mm. Wow. We just can't. The other thing is like the wins that we've had have been on U.S. soil.
That's right.
We haven't been able to win on European soil.
Not since that Belfry that I think mentioned back in 92 or 3, whatever that
Correct.
Was. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. So that takes us to this team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
We're at Bethpage. It's in New York. The crowds are going to be insane. It's going to be electric. And
Bombers Paradise.
It's got to be Team USA, right? Right?
Yep.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. Here's the current standings for Team USA. Again, through the Wyndham Championship. Top six are already in at the end of next week. Scottie Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, J.J. Spahn, the U.S. Open champion, Russell Henley, who's had a good year, Bryson DeChambeau, and Harris English. Those are your current top six. I imagine that's probably going to stay about the same. Either way, even if someone shuffles up or shuffles down, I think those six are on the team.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree with you 100%. The only guy who's going to drop out of there that possibly couldn't be on the team, but I think he definitely will be, would be Harris English, and he's in the number six position.
I don't think he's going to be. I don't think he's going to miss the
team.
He's
played too good. He's played too well.
So here's Team Europe standings through the Wyndham Championship, which, by the way, I didn't even realize that they took the two points list and combined them to one this year.
Yes, they did.
So that's a move. That's a new move.
Yep.
Rory McIlroy, Bobby McIntyre.
Yep.
Tommy Fleetwood. Tyrrell Hatton, Shane Lowry, and Sepp Straka.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That is a strong six. Man, I'd say.
So I went ahead, just for argument's sake, because this is supposed to be Team USA all the way, right?
Yeah.
I stacked up one through six as they stand right now. So Scottie Scheffler versus Rory McIlroy. I'll give Scheffler a one-up win on that one. Okay?
Okay.
Schauffele against McIntyre. I'm going to give Schauffele the one-up victory because of experience, but that one's pretty darn close. Form favors McIntyre right now.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
J.J. Spahn versus Tommy Fleetwood. I'm leaning Fleetwood on the experience.
Well, I think that's what you got to do. Although J.J. Spahn has had a phenomenal year with a runner-up at the Players' Championship and, of course, the win at the U.S. Open. That's why he's sitting at number three.
Show me, JJ. Show me, baby.
Show me.
I need to see it. Yep. Russell Henley versus Tyrrell Hatton. I've got Tyrrell Hatton 2 up on that one.
Oh yeah. He's the spark plug. He's the igniter.
He's the new Ian Poulter.
Yeah, I think he is. You know, one thing I was going to say about JJ Spahn too, just as you started to jump to the other, JJ Spahn is like the bulldog guy. He's the guy that's not going to take any guff from anybody, and he's gonna go out and play, and he's going to play really good. But then Russell Henley is kind of the soft-spoken, quiet guy. He's like the quiet assassin.
But he's been playing really well.
Yep.
I don't mean to disrespect Russell Henley. Again, show me. The job's posted. It's open right now.
Yep.
It's open. Yep. It's for U.S. Ryder Cup star, apply with Keegan Bradley at pgatour.com and take go for it. It's open. Yep. Be the guy. Okay.
Yep.
And then I got Bryson over Shane Lowry. I'm giving Bryson a one-up win over Shane Lowry. And that one, by the way, is not going to be easy. Speaking of Bulldogs, Lowry's going to be tough to beat. And then finally, Harris English and Sepp Straka. Harris English, what's Harris English's world ranking right now, Bob? Don't look it up. Tell me. Just give me off the top of your head.
I would say he's probably in the top 20.
Yeah, he's seventh.
Okay. I had no clue.
I had no idea.
No clue he was that high.
I looked at Sepp Straka. I'm like, Sepp Straka's 11th in the world. I'm like, he's got the... Wow. Oh, wait, Harris English is seventh. That's so crazy.
Well, and both those guys quietly go about their business and play some great golf. They're very similar, I think, both those guys that are number six on each squad.
Well, I am giving Sepp Straka a one-up win in that one. Okay. So just so you know how I have it scored right now, I've got...
With the top six?
With the top six, I've got 3-3.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah, I got it straight down the middle.
Yeah.
So I want to believe that this is going to be Team USA all the way, but when I look at that, I'm going, huh, Now, I will say this. Team USA's top six has an average world ranking of 6.6. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Compared to Europe's 13.6. Okay. Again, forget about it. I just wanted to throw that out there, okay?
Yeah, always on paper, we're way better.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, Team USA potential picks. And we can talk. I want to get yours and the caddy's take on this on the back nine.
Okay.
God, we got so much more to talk about. I'm so fired up for the Ryder Cup. I don't mean to overshadow the playoffs, but this Ryder Cup stuff's starting to come to a head here. So, potential team picks. It's likely that the top nine players will on Team USA are going to make it. Okay. That's
the next three. The next three, Justin Thomas, Colin Morikawa, and Ben Griffin.
I think they're in, okay. Bob. Like, okay. Ben Griffin's won twice. JT's in.
And yeah, and he's won once earlier in the year.
Yes. So,
and Ben Griffin has been there. It was like he was there every week for like 5 or 6 weeks in a row.
Yeah. So, I think those guys are in. So if I'm going off of this and what it's correct, that leaves three captain's picks with the following players.
Yep.
One, himself. Keegan can pick himself, right? Yep. He was hot in June. He's cooled off a little bit, but statistically still better than most of these guys that he has to choose from. Maverick McNealy. I'm not sure he's done enough, and yet here he is contending this week. So again, these guys understand where they're at, right? Brian Harman. He won in Texas back in June. Tied for 10th at the Open. That's huge. He's also contending this week, but nothing statistically really stands out that says I got to have Brian Harman. Andrew Novak played great in April. He had a second. He had a team win at Zurich, but no top 10 since. He drives it well. He's a good putter, but he's not a lock, in my opinion, although he's playing again playing well again this week. Cam Young, Chris Goddard, Jordan Spieth. Yes, I said it. I think Jordan Spieth is one of those that's a potential pick. We'll break those down and others when we come back on the back nine. Stay tuned.